This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 150 Biography of Michelle Steele, the Representative from California. General Information. Michelle Steele is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for California's 45th Congressional District. She was born on June 21, 1955, in Seoul, South Korea, and has become a significant figure in California politics, known for her conservative views and her advocacy for small businesses and fiscal responsibility. Steele's political journey has been marked by her transition from local government to national politics, reflecting her commitment to public service and community involvement. Early life and education. Michelle Steele was born in Seoul, South Korea, where she spent her early years before moving to the United States. Her family relocated to California when she was young, seeking better opportunities and education. She attended Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, where she earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration. This educational background provided her with a strong foundation in business principles, which later influenced her political career focusing on economic issues. After her undergraduate studies, Steele pursued further education, obtaining a Master of Business Administration from the University of Southern California, USC. Her time at USC not only enhanced her business acumen but also expanded her network, which would prove beneficial in her political endeavors. Early career. Before entering politics, Michelle Steele worked in the private sector, gaining experience in business management and finance. Her career in business included roles that required strategic planning and financial oversight, skills she would later apply in her political roles. Steele's entry into public service began at the local level when she was appointed to the California State Board of Equalization in 2006. Here, she focused on tax policy, aiming to streamline processes and reduce the tax burden on small businesses. Her tenure on the Board of Equalization was marked by efforts to combat tax fraud and improve the efficiency of tax collection, which earned her recognition and support from the business community. Election history. Michelle Steele's political ascent continued with her election to the Orange County Board of Supervisors in 2014, representing the 2nd District. Her campaign emphasized fiscal conservatism, public safety, and economic development, resonating with voters in her district. In 2020, Steele made a significant leap in her political career by running for the U.S. House of Representatives from California's 48th District. She won the election, defeating incumbent Harley Ruda in a closely watched race, highlighting her appeal to a broader electorate. Following redistricting, Steele ran for and won the seat in California's newly configured 45th District in the 2022 election, continuing her representation in Congress. Her ability to secure victories in competitive races underscores her political acumen and voter connection. Political stances. Michelle Steele is known for her conservative political stances, particularly on economic issues. She advocates for lower taxes, less regulation, and policies that support small businesses, arguing that these measures foster economic growth and job creation. On healthcare, Steele supports market-driven solutions and has been critical of government-run healthcare systems. She believes in expanding access to healthcare through competition rather than through mandates or single-payer systems. In terms of immigration, Steele has taken a nuanced approach, supporting legal immigration while advocating for stricter border controls and enforcement of existing laws. Her personal background as an immigrant informs her views, pushing for policies that are both compassionate and law-abiding. Steele has also been vocal on education, promoting school choice and parental rights in education decisions. She supports charter schools and voucher systems, arguing that competition in education can lead to better outcomes for students. Her stance on social issues tends to align with traditional conservative values, although she has occasionally shown a willingness to work across the aisle on issues like human trafficking and domestic violence, reflecting her broader commitment to community welfare. Michelle Steele, the representative for California's 45th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from her constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is her strong stance on economic policies that favor small businesses and entrepreneurs. Steele has consistently advocated for tax cuts and regulatory relief, which are seen as vital for fostering an environment where small businesses can thrive. Her background as a businesswoman herself lends credibility to her economic initiatives, making her a relatable figure to many in her district who are involved in or support local commerce. Another pillar of her support base is her commitment to education reform. Steele has pushed for policies that aim to improve educational outcomes by increasing school choice and supporting charter schools. This resonates with parents and educators who feel that traditional public schools are not adequately meeting the needs of all students. Her efforts to ensure that education funding is used effectively and transparently have also won her favor among voters who prioritize educational equity and quality. On the issue of healthcare, Steele's approach has been to balance the need for accessible healthcare with the economic realities of funding such programs. She supports measures that aim to reduce healthcare costs without expanding government control over the sector. This stance appeals to those who are wary of government overreach but still desire affordable healthcare solutions. Her advocacy for transparency in healthcare pricing and her opposition to what she describes as socialized medicine align with the values of many in her district who prefer market-driven solutions. Immigration is another area where Steele has made her mark, particularly appealing to a diverse electorate in California 45. While she supports legal immigration, she has been vocal about the need for border security and a structured immigration system. This balanced view on immigration policy attracts voters who appreciate a nuanced approach rather than extreme positions. Her personal story as an immigrant herself adds a layer of authenticity to her policies, making her stance on immigration both informed and empathetic. Lastly, Michelle Steele's personal attributes and political style contribute significantly to her support. She is known for her tenacity, her ability to work across the aisle, and her direct engagement with her constituents. Her campaign promises often focus on practical, community-based solutions rather than ideological battles, which endears her to voters looking for pragmatic leadership. Her visibility in the community, through town halls and local events, ensures that she remains connected to the pulse of her district, fostering a sense of representation and accountability. In conclusion, Michelle Steele's support in California 45 stems from her economic policies, educational reforms, healthcare initiatives, immigration stance, and her personal engagement with the community. These factors combined make her a representative who resonates with a broad spectrum of her constituents, reflecting their values and addressing their concerns effectively. Michelle Steele, the representative for California's 45th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary concerns among her detractors is her stance on environmental issues. Steele has been criticized for her support of policies that favor deregulation, which many argue could lead to environmental degradation. Her votes against measures aimed at combating climate change, such as opposing the Green New Deal, have alienated environmentally conscious voters who see these actions as detrimental to the future of the planet. Her alignment with industries known for high pollution levels has further fueled this discontent, as constituents worry about the long-term effects on local air and water quality. Another point of contention is her approach to healthcare. Steele's opposition to the Affordable Care Act, ACA, and her support for its repeal have been met with resistance from those who believe in the necessity of government-backed healthcare solutions. Her advocacy for market-driven healthcare reforms is seen by many as a threat to the accessibility and affordability of healthcare, particularly for those with pre-existing conditions or lower income brackets. This stance has led to a perception that she prioritizes corporate interests over the health and well-being of her constituents. Her immigration policies also draw significant criticism. Steele has supported stringent immigration measures, including backing bills that would limit asylum and reduce pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. This has not only upset immigrant communities but also those who advocate for more humane and inclusive immigration policies. Her positions are often viewed as lacking empathy and understanding of the complex reasons behind immigration, which has led to a loss of support from diverse voter bases within her district. Moreover, her voting record on social issues has been a point of contention. Steele's votes against measures supporting the rights of the LGBTQ+ community, such as her opposition to the Equality Act, have painted her as out of touch with the progressive values held by many in her district. This has created a divide, particularly among younger voters and those who prioritize social justice and equality. Her conservative stances on these issues are often seen as regressive, further distancing her from a significant portion of the electorate. Lastly, her campaign financing and connections to special interest groups have raised eyebrows. There's a perception that her legislative decisions might be influenced more by her donors than by the needs of her constituents. This concern about potential conflicts of interest has led to skepticism about her commitment to represent all her constituents fairly, rather than just those who can financially support her campaigns. Such perceptions contribute to a broader narrative of distrust and dissatisfaction with her representation. In summary, Michelle Steele's opposition stems from a combination of her environmental, healthcare, immigration, and social policy stances, as well as concerns over her campaign financing. These issues collectively suggest to many that her representation does not align with the evolving values and needs of the diverse community she serves in California 45. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.